Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. And this is going to be an episode in my new short form podcast series called Jots and Tittles. I started this series back in April, but this is only now the second episode that I've tried to record. The idea with this series is to share shorter thoughts while I continue to use the Word Magazine series for longer form podcasts. Well, I just got back from my recent trip to Wisconsin, where I gave three lectures at the 2022 Kept Pure in All Ages conference. After my first lecture on Friday evening, one of the participants, a layman, came up to me and we started talking about my first lecture, which had been on the work of Bart Ehrman and about modern textual criticism. And of course, I had been stating that I think the confessional text position, confessional bibliology, can offer a more cogent and meaningful and powerful and authoritative apologetic against those like Bart Ehrman and others who are in the academy. This person that I was speaking with was very intrigued concerning the modern academic abandonment, not only of the traditional Protestant texts of Scripture, but also about their abandonment of the old goal of textual criticism, which had been the reconstruction of the original autograph. He made an interesting point as we were talking, and I told him I was going to share this in a podcast or in a writing sometime. He said something like the following. He said, "It reminds me of the whole debate going on in the country right now about the question, what is a woman?" He continued, "We have people who are unable or unwilling to define the obvious, that the term woman is not some amorphous, ill-defined category, but that it has one clear meaning, an adult female. It seems," he said, "that just as some today are unable in a straightforward manner to answer the question, what is a woman, so there are modern textual critics who cannot really give a direct answer to the question, what is the Bible, or what is the text of the Bible?" That was sort of the comment that he made. And as I reflected upon that, I thought that really is a very interesting parallel. Despite the fact that the Bible says God made humanity male and female in Genesis 1:27, and that both men and women are image bearers, we bear the image of God, consider what has happened in the contemporary world. Consider the current number of terms, for example, that are used to describe gender. The online site Healthline.com lists no less than 68 terms that are used to describe gender identity and expression. When it comes to the Bible, consider the number of critical texts of the Bible and even editions of them, and especially consider the number of English translations of the Bible that we have flooding the market in the English-speaking world, with each one of these translations claiming to offer something different from what the others offer in some way. When the scientists and doctors in a society cannot plainly answer the question, what is a woman, we reach the conclusion that something is wrong with that culture. In the same way, when we say that the professors and the ministers in the church cannot plainly answer the question, what is the Bible, or what is the authoritative text of the Bible, we must conclude that there is something wrong with the church. Well, I hope this episode of Jots and Tittles has been helpful. I will look forward to speaking to you in the next episode. Till then, take care and God bless.